Chapter 27. The heavy rain splattered all over my armor, and rivulets of water slicked all the footholds. This trip seemed twice as long as the last. It wouldn't have been so bad if Brenwar stayed back, but he insisted.
Brenwar, there's a cave near.
I pointed to the mouth of a jagged edge.
Why don't you wait here till I come back?
No,
he grumbled, shaking his head and beard like a black sheepdog.
You go, I go.
You'd think the lightning jolt he took would have eased him, but all it did was make him tougher. The more punishment they survived, the more stubborn they'd become. Brenwar had already survived enough battles to convince him he could handle anything. But often enough I'd seen otherwise. At least 3 times on this trip, anyway.
I pulled him up by rope, bringing him to the ledge along my side.
Thirsty, I caught some rainwater in my mouth from off the edge of the rocks and drank until it filled me. I felt like I'd been beaten up by an ogre. My face and lips were swollen. The gash in my head ached. And my leg was as bad as it had ever been. For all my dragon's constitution, I was tired. And now I had to go and face a steel dragon, or at least catch up with him before he came after me. I had a feeling all of his patience had run out. It was time someone paid for all of his suffering. I patted the thunderstone tucked beneath my chest plate. It was warmer and heavier than when we started. If it got any heavier, I'd have to stop climbing. What was with this thing? Bloody dragon can have the thing, I said, rubbing my hands together. Getting cold again, too.
What?
Brenwar said in the pouring rain. I pointed at the cave.
No!
We weren't so far from the top, but I was still pressed for time. I couldn't leave Brenwar alone on second thought. He always stuck by my side, so I'd stick by his. I just hoped he wouldn't attack the dragon again. I tugged at the rope around his waist and almost jerked him from his boots, saying,
"Let's go, then."
"Listen, dragon,"
he wagged his finger at me.
"Nobody
tugs a dwarf,"
I finished.
"I know."
We practically crawled up the mountain over the next few hours. If Brenwar wasn't slipping, he was falling, all the time blaming the giants for the rain. He wasn't a horrible climber, not by your typical standard, but by mine, he was pretty slow.
"Come on, you legless goat,"
I said, pointing.
"We're almost there."
"Legless what?"
We reached the top an hour later, and the rain was a steady downpour. And it wasn't your typical rain, but high in the mountain rain. Ice-cold rain. 1 step from ice and snow. The clouds above were dark, full of thunder and flashing light. It was the perfect weather for a funeral. Mine. The graveyard hadn't changed since we left, which was no surprise, but all the ghoul bodies were gone.
"You know,"
Brenwar started,
"if you give him that stone, he might still kill you."
"I know.
Of course, if I didn't give him the stone, he was going to try and kill me anyway. And I'd been thinking that exact thing for the entire trip. At least we made it back in time." I withdrew Fang. Brenwar clutched his war hammer in his meaty hands.
Great morning for a battle,
he said.
"Do you have it?"
The dragon's voice startled my mind. If he was near, I couldn't see him.
"I wouldn't be here if I didn't,"
I replied. Brenwar cocked his head at me and said,
"What?"
"Let me see it."
The dragon's voice was demanding, unpleasant. I removed the Thunderstone from beneath my chest plate and extended it in my clawed hand. The radiant blue runes illuminated my hand like a torch. I hated to give up so valuable an item. For all I knew, it could cure the evil in my dragon arm as well as many other things. But it was almost too heavy to hold.
"Here it is,"
I said. A great shadow dropped from the sky and landed, shaking the ground beneath me. He seemed bigger, more sinister, and as powerful as ever. The heavy drops of rain on his scaled frame looked like nothing but drizzle compared to him. The bright markings on his body grew brighter at every flash of lightning.
"Have you come to kill me?"
he said in my mind, eyeing my sword.
"Just a precaution,"
I said, twirling it in my hand. The dragon snorted a puff of smoke from his nose and flashed a row of his teeth.
"A fine blade it is. I've seen it before, you should know."
I looked at the blade and back at him.
"How'd you..."
"The stone, please. My patience is at end."
He extended his clawed hand that was big enough for me to have a seat in.
"From me to you, this Thunderstone I give."
I dropped it in his hand. It looked like little more than a tiny egg. I swore the dragon smiled when he had it. I started to ask, "What are you going to do with it now?" The dragon tossed it in his mouth.
"What did you do that for?"
The dragon showed his teeth.
"Get back,"
Brenmar said, tugging on my arm. The dragon's luminous spots pulsated with life, swirling over the dragon's body, a living thing of its own free will. I'd never seen markings move on a creature before. The dragon roared. I covered my ears as it went on and on. His head was filled with many colors now. Blue, purple, yellow, green, and orange, wrapping around his teeth and horns. The dragon shook and growled like an attacking dog. I retreated farther. He roared again and stretched his neck up high. Fire in all the colors of a rainbow came out shooting from his mouth. 100 feet high it went, creating a cloud of many colors.
"Let's go,"
Brenmar said. I kept my ground, looking skyward. A creature formed above, part man, part bird, an apparition of many colors. Its eyes were black, evil. Beauty twisted into a terrible thing. It hissed, spat, and cursed something ancient and foul, its form dissipating and blowing away. Brenmar's jaw was hanging when I asked,
"What was that?"
He just shook his head.
"A weevilin, a spirit of evil that lives within. My tormentor, the lich, left me with that."
The dragon was face to face with me now. No longer dark or dreary, but with scales that shined brightly, like a new coat of armor, polished armor, like the ones the knights of Quintuclan wore. I had the steel dragon all wrong. He was one of the most beautiful things I ever saw.
"What happened to the wizard who cursed you?"
I asked.
"I did not see any sign of him in the tomb below. Is he dead? Or does he live in some other shape or form?"
"So nice of you to ask, Nath Dragon. And for your service, I shall tell you. The wizard died and returned a lich, yet he refused to free me. So I refused him the stone. We fought long hours for many days, but I won out. He is no more. But the evil spirit I was cursed with remained. Only the Thunderstone, freely given, could send it away."
"So,"
I eyed his great belly,
"is the stone destroyed?"
"It's safe."
As the rain stopped and the clouds parted, All I could do was gawp at the wonderful beast beating his wings and flying off. And just like that, he was gone. I stood there numb, as if I'd lost.
That sword you have, little dragon, you should get to know it better. That day your father forged it, I was there. Tell him hello, and thank you.